London shimmers like a mirage for Anna, an American graduate student at Queen Mary University studying English literature. Since childhood, she's been enchanted by England, first through myths of King Arthur and Peter Pan, then through Jane Austen's novels. But the reality of being working class in class-conscious Britain proves challenging. Still grieving her mother's death from diabetes complications, Anna juggles multiple jobs to stay afloat in expensive London while feeling perpetually behind her British classmates who possess cultural knowledge she lacks. Everything changes when Anna begins tutoring Philippa, Pippa Wilder, a teenager staying at the luxurious Savoy Hotel. When Pippa's mother unexpectedly invites Anna to spend Christmas on the French Riviera, Anna accepts despite concerns about violating her tutoring contract. It's a chance to experience the kind of life her mother never got to live, one free from constant financial worry. This small decision marks the beginning of Anna's double life, a desperate gamble in a foreign land that will ultimately force her to confront questions of authenticity, belonging, and what truly matters. The Wilder Saint-Tropez villa stuns Anna, a cream-colored stone house overlooking the Mediterranean with private chef and pool. Here she meets Pippa's sister Faye and her glamorous friends, including charismatic Callum and flirtatious Theo. At Bar Soub, Anna experiences elite social life. When confronted with her first oyster, Callum discreetly shows her how to eat it, creating an unexpected bond. Later, when Callum's borrowed vintage Citroen breaks down after a vineyard visit, Anna's working-class knowledge helps diagnose the problem, proving her background's worth. At a New Year's Eve party, Anna, wearing a borrowed sequined dress, catches Theo's eye. As midnight fireworks burst over the Mediterranean, Theo kisses her, beginning a relationship that further entangles her in this world. In London, Mrs. Wilder offers Anna the chance to house-sit their Highgate home. This begins Anna's double life, occupying the pristine house while accessing Faye's designer wardrobe, borrowing items that will eventually lead to her downfall. Though friendship with Tess introduces her to London's cultural treasures, the reality remains: publishing internships are unpaid, with positions going to well-connected candidates. Encouraged by friends Liv and Andre, Anna establishes herself as an independent tutor, using the Makepeace Avenue address as credential. After rejection from a snobbish headmistress, Anna transforms with a professional haircut and borrowed designer clothes, successfully securing lucrative SAT classes at St. Giles College. As her business thrives, Anna adopts her wealthy Highgate friends' lifestyle, attending exclusive parties and drinking at Soho House. Yet maintaining this facade means seeing less of Liv and Andre, who know her true background. Anna's worlds collide during a chance encounter with Callum on Hampstead Heath when his muddy dog jumps on Faye's expensive pants that Anna is wearing. Callum admits he's tired of the nightlife scene, preferring simple gatherings like cooking dinner together. Their argument escalates when he offers to replace the pants, implying he knows they're not hers. With Callum meeting her old friends, Anna feels torn between authentic connection and the glamorous but superficial life she's created. For Anna's birthday, her friends surprise her with a trip to Lisbon, where she explores the city with Callum, deepening their connection. Her birthday coincides with Portugal's Freedom Day, with helicopters dropping red carnations on celebrating crowds. Theo unexpectedly appears for her birthday dinner at a 2-Michelin-star restaurant. During the elaborate meal, Anna grows uncomfortable with the pretension, noting only Callum seems to share her feelings. She realizes her transformation feels superficial, just gold leaf on a runny egg. Her parents never wanted luxury for her, only freedom from the financial stress that consumed her mother. On their final day, after getting lost in rainy streets until Callum finds her, Anna joins a home-cooked meal with his Portuguese relatives. There, she finally opens up about her mother's death and her grief, admitting she created a different persona to escape her past. When Callum encourages honesty and kisses her, her emotions grow more complex. Anna's deception collapses at the party to end all parties on Billionaire's Row. Wearing a borrowed cobalt blue Ellie Saab gown from Faye's closet, Anna arrives with Theo, momentarily believing she belongs among old money. The fantasy shatters when Faye appears and recognizes her dress. The confrontation is devastating. Faye publicly exposes Anna as a fraud before London's elite. When Callum suggests Faye is merely upset about losing her charity case, it only intensifies Faye's calculated character assassination. Through tears, Anna insists she never meant to steal anything, but in old money London, intent matters far less than appearance. The next morning brings swift consequences. The Wilders' solicitor delivers non-negotiable terms. Anna must leave immediately with only her original possessions and cease contact with Pippa. Finding refuge in Liv's flat, Anna begins rebuilding, pawning Theo's gifted iPhone for groceries while explaining how she'd been seduced by the allure of becoming untouchable like the wealthy. Anna's reconstructed life crumbles after Faye's vindictive social media campaign. Tutoring clients withdraw over trust issues, and Anna becomes virtually invisible in Liv's apartment for 6 weeks, barely seen between dawn and midnight. Between bar shifts and remaining teaching positions, Anna seeks refuge in the British Library. Her stability collapses when the university demands immediate tuition payment. Her final hope vanishes when Muswell Hill Academy dismisses her and the tutoring agency terminates her contract, withholding her final paycheck. In desperation, Anna meets Callum, who identifies the academy's vulnerability as a charitable institution. Though still completing his legal qualifications, Callum offers to draft a letter his uncle might place on official letterhead. Their professional discussion turns personal when Anna apologizes. Callum admits keeping her secret partly because he was rooting for her. When asked about her plans, Anna shares her daily meditation. "I'm going to get my degree, then get the 2-year work visa. Another 2 years to do it right this time, as myself." Anna's academic journey deepens through exploring Forster, Wharton, and James. At Jane Austen's cottage, she's moved by parallels in their circumstances. Austen's modest home, where she wrote, amid financial uncertainty, symbolizes resilience under constraint. Post-dissertation, Anna's career shifts when rejection from a British library apprenticeship leads to a better opportunity developing educational resources from archives, making literary treasures accessible to diverse students. A chance meeting reveals Callum has been quietly using his legal expertise to protect her from the Wilders. When Theo attempts reconciliation with promises of financial security, Anna remains unmoved, her heart already certain about Callum. Outside the British Library, Anna and Callum confront their feelings. His gift of marshmallow fluff, remembering her casual mention of it as a childhood luxury, demonstrates an attentiveness that touches her deeply. Now living in Haringey with Liv and Andre, Anna has placed her mother's ashes alongside her dog-eared Austen novels. Watching the sunset with Callum and friends nearby, Anna no longer feels pressured to prove her life is exciting enough. She's found contentment in authentic connection.